It was the day of the four successors of Peter. The first to appear on the dais of St. Peter's Basilica was the Pope Emeritus, Benedict XVI. Dressed in white, he passed beneath the banners of the two saints to be canonized during Holy Mass on this morning of April 27th, Divine Mercy Sunday. Banners which hung proud on the facade of the Basilica. It was he who had called for the beatification of the Polish pontiff. But clearly, in the first place, there was Pope Francis, who in turn had called for the canonization of these two predecessors of his, John the 23rd and John Paul II, on the same day. And it was he who proclaimed the words of the canonization in Latin.
Matura deliberazione preabita, e divina opes epius implorata, ac de plurimorum fratum nostrorum consilio, beatos Ioannem vicesimum tertium, et Ioannem Paulum secundum, sanctos esse decernimus et definimus, ac sanctorum catalogo adscribimus.
The crowds cheered wildly, happy to hear the Church has two new saints, St. John the 23rd and St. John Paul II, the first who died 50 years ago and the second only 9. Following this proclamation, their relics were brought up to the altar in elaborate silver-plated bronze reliquaries, for John the 23rd by members of his family, and for John Paul II by Mrs. Floribeth Mora Diaz, who through his intercession has been miraculously healed. It was a much-hoped-for moment in a special way for the Italians, who have in Angelo Roncalli from the northern town of Sotto il Monte in the Diocese of Bergamo their new saint, and for the Polish people who have in Karol Wojtyła from Wadowice in the Archdiocese of Krakow their new saint. But it was also a much-hoped-for moment for the Universal Church, for all those people from across the world who have a special devotion to these two saints. Among those present in St. Peter's Square were roughly 100 foreign delegations, among whom heads of state, of government and royal dignitaries, but also ecclesiastical authorities. The atmosphere was a prayerful one, and in his homily Pope Francis highlighted how at the heart of this Sunday which concludes the octave of Easter are the glorious wounds of the risen Jesus. The wounds of Jesus, he went on to say, are a scandal, a stumbling block for faith. Yet they are also the test of faith.
Le piaghe di Gesù sono scandalo per la fede, ma sono anche la verifica della fede.
That's why on the body of the risen Christ, the wounds remain as an enduring sign of God's love for us, not for believing that God exists, but for believing that God is love, mercy and faithfulness. St. Peter, quoting Isaiah, writes to Christians, "By his wounds you have been healed." Referring to the two new saints to whom he paid tribute as men of courage, Pope Francis remarked how they were not afraid to look upon the wounds of Jesus, how they were not scandalized by him, by the cross of Christ, because they saw Jesus in every person who suffers and struggles. These new saints, he said, were two men of courage.
Sono stati due uomini coraggiosi.
Shaped by the tragical historical events of the 20th century without ever allowing themselves to be overwhelmed. Pope Francis then highlighted the importance for the Church of the Second Vatican Council, how the two popes had cooperated with the Holy Spirit in renewing and updating the Church while keeping the features which the saints have given down the centuries. Let us not forget, he added, that it is the saints who give direction and growth to the Church.
Giovanni XXIII e Giovanni Paolo II hanno collaborato con lo Spirito Santo per ripristinare e aggiornare la Chiesa.
Speaking of the two saints' service to the Church, Pope Francis highlighted in a special way John the 23rd's exquisite openness to the Holy Spirit in calling the Council, whereas speaking of John Paul II's special service to the Church, Pope Francis highlighted his particular love of the family. May these two new saints and shepherds of God's people, Pope Francis said finally, intercede for the Church, so that during this two-year journey towards the Synod on the Family, she may be open to the Holy Spirit in pastoral service to the family. May both of them teach us not to be scandalized by the wounds of Christ and to enter ever more deeply into the mystery of divine mercy, which always brings with it hope, forgiveness, and love. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.